Okay, the first thing I want to say to Bill Leak is, hey, Bill, thank you. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for doing what you did and saying what you said, because I know what you're doing and what you're saying is exactly what the system's been set up to do, and that was to attack my people and are trying to eradicate us. And we got to be honest here. The system of governance here in Australia is set up to do the total opposite to us that it does to mainstream white Australians. So we need to acknowledge that first. The reason I want to thank you, Bill, is because I'm going to use you as an example, and you're an example of how not to behave and how not to treat people. You're better than that. We're better than that. We all are in this society together, and us as a collective are better people than that. And if it's going to take someone that has a platform of such importance like you have to say negative things against us just for the sake of trying to sell a few newspapers, mate, you're not as smart as you think you are. And let me just say this to you as well. The more you throw stuff like that at us, the more we will get stronger and the more our voices will be collective coming back against you. I like using people like him as an example because behavior is a learnt trait, and it's something that you need to unlearn or to try and be a bit better about. Bill will probably come out and try and say it and take credit for that. It's actually opened up conversations about it. But it's opened up conversations in a good way for our mob, because our mob, we're good fathers, we're good dads, we're good uncles, we're good sons, we're good grandfathers, just the way we are. We've always been that way, and we take care of each other. If a dad ends up in jail, if a dad ends up on the wrong side of the law, or if a dad passes away, an uncle steps up, a grandfather steps up, an auntie steps up. We always step in and look after each other. We've never ever, separated ourselves from family. You know, that old saying of it takes a village to raise a children, that's literally our motto. We've lived by that for 40,000 years or more, and we still do that. The Indigenous Dad hashtag thing, I'm really proud of all the brothers out there that have stepped up, and all the uncles and, old grandfathers that have jumped on social media and showed how proud they are of their parents and of their dad, because there are a lot of good men out there, a hell of a lot of good men. And I'm talking everyday heroes, everyday dads that pay the bills, make sure the rent's paid, make sure the food's paid, make sure their kids are going to school. They're having those tough conversations with their son about alcohol and drugs and girlfriends and all the rest of it. They're out there. There's many of them, and there's a collective of them, and they're doing the right thing. And I want to congratulate them and thank them for being the people that they are, because they're very strong men and resilient. They're everyday heroes. They're not your big footy stars or, whatever, movie stars. Well, they're just dads. Hmm. And they're strong men. I'm very proud of who they are. And I was really honoured to be amongst them, to be honoured to actually be on that hashtag with them. So, I take my role as being a father is the greatest role I've ever been given. And I take great pride and responsibility in that.
What I found was, like you said, that all these dads stepped up and showed the rest of the world who they are, which, like you said, the unsung heroes.
Yeah.
And it definitely showed a really beautiful side to family that a lot of society really forget, and that importance of men's roles in the community.
It certainly does. And that's why this film's important, because our hashtag is to awaken the warrior within. And it's up to us as Indigenous men, Indigenous women, children, boys and girls, to look within ourselves and awaken that warrior and be that person that we know we can be. Go out and make that decision, make the right choices around who you are. And look, we're not all perfect. We're going to make mistakes. We're still going to sort of trip over every now and again. But it takes more courage to get up and dust yourself off and have another go at it than just stay down there and lay down there, because that's what we need to start doing. And we need to start realizing that we've got better things to do, and we've got smarter things to do. And whatever we contribute to our society and to our people and to us as a whole, it goes down as how we be remembered. I want to be remembered as someone that fought the good fight and was a good dad and made sure that I did something positive in my society for not just for my people and my family and my kids, but for everybody. If the people of the Bill Leak ilk if they want to be negative and make a negative contribution to society, so be it. Let them do it. It's the yin and yang of life, and we got to take the good with the bad. So we need to be smart enough to understand that and move through it somehow.
I wouldn't mind asking you about your thoughts about this Royal Commission that's going to go ahead in the Northern Territory about children in detention. Can you talk about what you'd like to see come from this?
The Royal Commission, it's kind of like the police investigating the police, isn't it? I mean, the government's the one that set those detention centres up the way it is. I'll go back to what I said earlier. The system's been set up to eradicate us. So that system and what that detention centre is doing is exactly what it's been set up to do. That's to beat us down, that's to torture us, that's to treat us and humiliate us, make us feel, take away our self-esteem, and they're doing it to our children. This is not new to us. This ain't a surprise to me. It's been happening for a long time. It's happened to me, it's happened to my kids, it's the way it is. It's nothing new to Aboriginal people. And the fact that, I guess, mainstream Australia are shocked at it now and think that it's something new to them, that's what I talk about when I talk about there's a war going on, right? There's a war going on systematically. They're systematically trying to eradicate anything to do with Indigenous people, Indigenous issues, all the rest of it. Because we're the thorn in mainstream Australia's side that still proves that this place is invalid. It's invalid, and the laws that govern this country is illegally set up here. There's no treaties, meaning that there's no consent, no jurisdiction. Those kids that are in the detention centre, those men, women and children that are all out there locked up in prison, they're POWs, they're prisoners of war, because no paper or no contract has been signed to say that we're not at war anymore and that we can live peacefully and in harmony here on this country. Until that happens, until that takes place, unfortunately, we're going to be still at war. And we will be fighting this fight. We'll be having this conversation again. And I don't want to do that. I want my kids in 50 to 100 years' time not to be having the same struggle and fight I'm having now. So we need to get it right. And we need to go back to the start. I'm not saying I hate white people. I don't hate them. I'm married to a white woman now. I've got a lot of white friends. What I'm saying is I hate the system that their white forefathers have built for them to benefit from. I would like them to stand with me and help me disassemble that system and rebuild it so it's equal and it's fair for all of us. The perfect proof or the perfect example I can give you of why that system wasn't set up for us is this simple fact. There is not one Aboriginal man, woman or child that I can say in this country that has benefited, that is wealthy beyond doubt. I'm talking wealth. I'm talking Gina Rinehart wealth. I'm talking Rupert Murdoch wealth. I'm talking wealthy. There's not one Aboriginal man, woman or child that is wealthy in this country. And that alone is proof that this system is set up to do the total opposite, that it hasn't been set up for the other people that come to our country. When you think like that, when you think in the bigger picture and you actually have a look at it, that's where we're going to be going with it. And it's going to take time. We need to start talking about it and bring it out in the public domain, because we need to change the way the system runs, because it's not working at the moment, especially for our people. Otherwise, detention centre will keep happening. They can have the Royal Commission. Great. Have the Royal Commission. They're going to go and investigate themselves. The chain of command goes right back up to the government anyway, you know, and what they do is, unfortunately, they get people that are going to get on there and go do the Royal Commission and, you know, tick the boxes for them, tick the boxes for the government, tick the boxes for the police, for the detention centres, and they'll continue doing this to our children until we can change. Change has to start from the top. You have to rip down head office first.